Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. City councilors in Côte des Neiges, Notre-Dame-de-Grâce want to regulate Airbnbs in the borough. Ensemble Montreal leader Lionel Perez and independent Marvin Rotron will present their motion during the next borough council meeting. Airbnbs are not as prevalent in the borough as they are in the plateau or downtown. This preventative measure aims to prepare administrators to tackle the issue before it becomes a problem. Borough Mayor Sue Montgomery also supports regulations of Airbnbs, but has not commented on the specific motion. Thousands of immigration applications could be purged by the Quebec government. The new bill proposed by the CAQ would overhaul Quebec immigration law. Approximately 18,000 applicants dating as far back as 2005 would have their immigration requests eliminated. The government will also have to reimburse approximately $19 million in application fees. Premier Legault have previously stated the backlog would be taken care of under current immigration laws. And serial killer Bruce MacArthur has been sentenced to life in prison. MacArthur had pled guilty to the murder of eight men, which occurred between 2010 and 2017. He targeted men primarily of Toronto's gay village. MacArthur will be eligible for parole after 25 years when he is 91 years old. However, Justice McMahon told the court there is little chance he would ever be granted parole. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spank Me. My name is Camille. I'm your dearest host for tonight. I hope you are all having a wonderful evening. Thank you for tuning in. I guess you could have been doing anything else, maybe Netflix or homework. I don't know how productive you guys are on a Sunday night, but thank you for tuning in anyways. I have a special show tonight, a special guest, as per usual, but tonight is nice because I can participate to the conversation. You'll see why. 'Cause usually the guests that I have, you know, they have amazing and interesting subjects. I'm not denying that, but it's just, you know, it's more of a like a question and answer. This one, it'll be kind of a mutual conversation since it also applies to me. So before that, I just wanted to kind of explain what Spank Me is for new time listeners who might have tuned in at this random hour to just see what was up but aren't expecting much. Spank Me is a sex positive radio show. Every week, it's bilingual. Every week, a new guest comes in and we discuss, digest, dissect any aspect revolving around sexuality. So we'll have a range of topics that we'll cover along the year. So for people who tuned in last week, we talked about asexuality. And that was very interesting. I had Scarlett Fountain come on the show and we discussed that. It was really nice. So it's available on CGLO if you ever want to recap, if you ever want to listen to it and get a quick recap on it. Otherwise, last year, because I took a year break between the time that I started the show officially, which was last year around the same time, and the new show of 2019, which was last week, I had someone who used to work in the stripper world, striptease world. Is that a proper word? He used to be a stripper. So we talked about that. I also had someone come in and talk about polyamorous relationships, bisexuality, and so on and so forth. We had a very big range of topics. So that was really nice. Anyways. So I have a quick anecdote that's actually relevant to today's topic, a subject that I'm going to tell you guys. And, you know, I'm actually going to ask for your help because I'm seeking out help at this point. So Valentine's Day is coming around, ha ha ha. And for once this year, I might have plans on Valentine's Day, which involves a man because I'm heterosexual. So it involves a man and not friends, you know? It might be nice. And I was looking into getting new lingerie, you know, spice things up a little. And so I went all over my part of the town, which is Plateau Mont-Royal. I went in every sexy lingerie shop. And I tried a bunch of, because I have specific ideas of what I want to wear. I don't want, like, I like lace, but I don't like heavy lace. Like, I don't like those heavy flowers, you know. To me, that's too much. I like balconette. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Balconette is kind of just, it's kind of like a balcon. So that's like the easiest way for me to explain this. It's a balcon on your boobs. So you kind of, it's like right over your nipple, and it's kind of like a straight line, kind of curves a bit at the end. Anyways, I really like that look. I feel like it's very vintage. And I was looking for a mesh bralette because I don't like padding, just because I have small boobs. So I don't want to mislead people. Like, I have small boobs. It is what it is. Deal with it. So, and I wanted it to be black or red. Red because it's Valentine's Day, but preferably black. And so I went to the sex shop. No, it was not a sex shop. What am I saying? It was a lingerie shop. And I go in and there's this beautiful, it's exactly what I was looking for. It was balconet. It was in mesh. It was like, it kind of had this vintage look, and it just had this line of like a sewing line right over the nipple. So you could kind of see the nipple, but not too much. Oh my God. I fell in love. I wore it and I was like, whoo. I am hot right now. Damn. And then I look at the price tag. $134. Oh my God. My heart was broken. I couldn't believe it. Apparently it was like the newest style of that. I forgot the name of that brand. Maybe I should look it up because she did amazing. Or he did. That brand does amazing things. But it was just out of my budget. Maybe one day. One day if I have more money. But I'm a student, so I mean, I'll have to Victoria's Secret or La Senza. Not that there's anything against La Senza. It's just every time that I go to La Senza to buy lingerie, I always feel, maybe it's the way that they sell the item. You know, the models, they always have like those tacky makeup on. Like, I don't know, or like they have like feathers going everywhere and like, they look like magicians sometimes, and I don't know, like, their way of, like, so, you know, it must be appealing to some people, but for me, it always kind of, like, throws me back, so I'm just not interested in looking at their items. But they have good stuff, and it's affordable, so anyway, so maybe I'll have to go there, but that's where you guys come and play. If you know any lingerie shop, affordable, in Montreal, not too far, that I can maybe refer to that might have what I'm looking for, which is pretty specific now that I'm saying it, please let me know. So, before I introduce my guest tonight, I just wanted to do a quick disclosure. Probably should have done that before I started talking about nipples, but this is a sex show. So, you know, there's going to be sensitive language. There's going to be sensitive subjects. So, especially tonight, we're going to go into details. And so, you know, if you're not really about that and you don't want to hear us talk about penises and nipples and vagina and whatever, that's cool. I mean, I won't force you to listen. It's fine. Just, it's a heads up. So you might want to tune it down and come back to us in an hour or so. Actually, in 53 minutes. And we'll have another show, maybe more appropriate to you, to your taste. So tonight, our guest, Gabby, we will be discussing foreplay, which is, I think it's like the main, like, it's a crucial part of the integrity of having sex. It makes things smoother. It makes things nicer. And I think orgasms are just 100 times better when you have this kind of preparation and this buildup. So we're going to take a quick music break. This song was actually chosen by my guest because I like to involve my guests into the show. And so last week, it was actually my music, but this week, my guest chose, for the first song, she chose a song by Hozier. I don't know if y'all know Hozier, but you should definitely look them up. They dropped an album not long ago, and it's amazing. And so this song, Angel of Codeine Scene. No, I'm sorry. I just bushed it. Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene by Hozier. Amazing song. Definitely go look him up. He's Irish. Lovely accent. Lovely voice. Very deep, sexy voice. So anyways, have fun listening, guys, and we'll be right back in about 5 minutes or so. So we're looking it up, and hopefully it'll play. Okay, so be right back.
The work of Mac and bold and boyful, toying somewhere between love and abuse, calling to join them the wretched and joyful, shaking the wings of their terrible youth, freshly disowned in some frozen devotion. No more alone, or myself could I be, lurks like a stray to the arms that were open, no shortage of sordid, no protest from me, with her sweet and breath and her tongue so mean. Angel of small death in the opening scene, with her straw blonde hair, her arm hard and lean. She's the angel of small death in the opening scene, feeling more human and hooked on her flesh. I lay my heart down with the rest at her feet, fresh from the fields or feeder and fertile.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Caribbean Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
For years, they have battled.
Punk is better.
Doom is better.
Now, they meet again, this time on February 15th at Catacombs. Representing punk, bad skin, and pussy stench. Representing doom, Ritual Master and Pink Cocoon. Be there to witness the most epic meeting of all time. Maybe. Possibly. Well, you know what? Just be there. February 15th, Catacombs. Punk meets Doom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. That was a lovely song from Hozier called Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene, picked by my lovely guest tonight, Gabby.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So, okay, foreplay. Lovely. It's such a lovely part of sex.
It is my favorite part.
It's your
sex.
Favorite. Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, like most of the people that I've slept with have been huge fans of foreplay. So, I mean, currently I'm living a single life, you know, sleeping with some people, you know. And so now experiencing sexual experiences without foreplay, I'm just like, oh, you're missing out. This is sad.
But the thing is, I've already had sex without foreplay because we were so like heated up that I was already so wet that I was like, I don't know. You know what? No. Okay. Because foreplay also involves like the kissing before.
And, yeah.
You know, like it's like foreplay isn't just like eating out and blowjobs. You know, there's more to it. You know, it's like the nibbling on the ear and it's like licking the lips and it's like the kissing and the touching and the rubbing and the dry humping and all that. So, I mean, if yeah. So let's say there's always a bit of foreplay before I have sex. But I've had sex in the past where I just like a little bit of kissing and then I just put
you
it
take
in.
Your clothes off.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, like the guy that I'm currently sleeping with, like super casual, like we only see each other for sex but we're like super respectful of each other. And like literally every single time that we see each other, how it goes, he asks me how I'm doing, I ask him how he's doing, we go to his room, he kisses me, and then we just take our clothes off and then we go at it
right to it. Hey, that's really nice. That's the first time I hear about it. So directly when you see each other, you just go at it.
Yeah, because that's just like
you don't chat about it, but you're weak or get to know like
a little bit. It really depends, but like, you know, like we know that like we're there for the sex, you know, and like that's all we want. And like, not that he's not a nice guy to chat with, because he is totally, but like I'm not used to it at all, which is I'm just like, oh my god, like like I don't like I know him, but I don't know him like a lot as a person. So like for me doing that, I was like, oh, this is new. I'm not into it, but this is new. I'm like, oh.
So where did you meet that guy?
Oh, I met him at a Halloween party.
What was he dressed like? That's an essential question.
Oh god, he was dressed up as a slutty tooth fairy.
Is that what attracted you to him?
Well, he's also gorgeous. Like his face and his eyes, and he's tall.
Oh my
like,
god! Wow. Okay.
And I mean,
tall?
Oh, 6'3".
Whoa, like, that's tall. Is he tall also in the penis?
Oh yes.
It's it matches. Good. I'm saying.
So like, I mean, what attracted him to me was that I did a group costume this past Halloween, and we were playing fairies, but each fairy was a season. So I was the summertime fairy. So I was like, okay, what the fuck can I wear? And then I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll go wear a bikini. So I wore a straight up bikini
at a party at Halloween
a
Halloween party.
Yeah,
it's October.
Oh yeah,
it's cold.
I was fully aware. I mean, like, I wore clothes to the event, and like I was like, oh my god, like this is gonna be I've never done a slutty costume before, ever in my life. And so, like,
you're the
like,
kind of person that always does, like, extra, extra, extra.
Extra, super accurate. Like, okay, I try my best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how we caught each other's attention. And at the time, unfortunately, I was still in a relationship. But then as soon as that relationship ended, I texted him and I was like, hey, I don't know if you're still into this stuff, but this summer fairy is now available.
Is that actually how you approach him?
I wish. It was more like, hey, like, how are you doing? He's like, good. Like, how has your life been? And I was like, oh, you know, doing this, doing that. I'm now single. And he was like, wow, that was like super subtle telling me that you're single now. And I was like, what can I say? And then he was like, want to grab some drinks? And I was like, absolutely.
Nice. He knows what he wants. He knows what you want. Well,
oh,
you
yeah.
know what you want. So.
Oh yeah,
great.
For sure. And like,
both are on the same page, which is amazing.
Oh my god, I love it so much. And like, I do want to have that conversation with him about foreplay a little bit, being like, hey, like I know, like I definitely enjoy the sex that we have right now, and I definitely want to keep it going. But how about we spend a little more time, like making out, touching each other, because that would be really great too.
Okay, so that's what you mean, is that you every time you see each other, it's really just like you don't spend enough time foreplaying
yeah
as you would like.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's like,
so what would you like to change?
I think I definitely want more making out. I definitely want more like
making out is nice.
I love making out.
What kind of person are you when you have sex? Like, what kind of sex do you like? BDSM, vanilla?
I like a little bit of vanilla, but most of the time it's BDSM.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, right. Okay, we know this. Because FYI, everyone, Gabby already came on the show last year. She's an old-time guest. So, but we talked about BDSM.
Yeah.
Your kinks, I mean. What you really enjoy in bed. So, okay, keep going.
Yeah, so like, you know, I like being submissive, you know. I like a little bit of spanking, a little bit of choking, hair pulling, being tied up. Like, I love that shit. As long as it's consensual and it's in a safe space, I'm down. So we mostly do... Him and I mostly do that kind of stuff because he's also really into
that stuff too.
Okay. He really, and like, he's a super dom and I'm super sub, really? So it's like really compatible. But I like vanilla sex in regards to, like, you know, like sometimes it's just like the journey that's more important than the actual destination.
Right.
And I find that sometimes, like, for me, at least in my experiences, that lacked, because it's like, usually the guy that I'd be sleeping with is so into, like, okay, like, I want to fuck her right now. And I'm just like, well, I'm not done here. Like, I need more time.
More time to do what?
I think more time to, like, I love it when a guy just, like, you know, like, he tells me what to do and, like, tells me, like, I want you to lie down and, like, let me play with you. Like, let me touch you. Let me eat you out. Like, let me, like, you know, kiss your nipples or whatever. Like, I love it when a guy tells me what he wants to do to me. And also asks how I'm going to enjoy it. He's like, do you want me to do that? Or like, oh, do you like this? I love that kind of communication because it's also really hot. It's like dirty talk. I love dirty talk. It spices it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. I wish, you know, because I have a guy at the moment that I'm screwing.
Look at you.
And I don't think there's enough talking to my taste. I wouldn't mind having more communication in the bed.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not asking for a whole freaking conversation, you know, but I'm asking if, you know, if you could tell me that you like it more than just moans, you know. I could hear like a, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm trying to imitate me. Like, maybe like a little like,
oh man, right, babe, you feel so good. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. But also, he's Quebecois, so I don't know how that would change. I don't know how he would.
How do you say that in French?
Because you know why? Because I've always watched porn in English. So that's how, that's what I've like remembered from porn. I've never watched Quebecois porn.
Same. Like,
that's a lie. I've already, but now that I think of it, because you know what? I did all the categories of porn. All of them.
Me too. I was like, what am I into? I'm just going to watch a video for every category and see what I like. But I had sex with a French guy for the first time.
What did he say? Was he was he vocal though?
Yeah, he definitely was.
So what did he say?
Well, instead of saying like, you know, suck my dick, he would say like sus ma graine, which I'm like.
Wait, he was Quebecois or French?
Quebecois.
Quebecois. Yeah. Okay, sus ma graine. Yeah.
Yeah. So he would say like, he would say that, you know. At some point he did this and it was so hot. Like, I also like. I like eye contact, but not too much, because I'm sometimes a little bit afraid of, you know, looking someone in the eye when I'm having sex with them. But like at some point, like we were just doing missionary, and then he like in a very sexy French voice, he was like, "Regarde-moi dans les yeux quand je te fais l'amour," and I'm like,
"Whoa,
okay."
That turns me on so much because I love eye contact. I love looking in people's eyes. I like seeing like.
The
pleasure that they're having. And I don't know, there's something, because I like vanilla sex. And actually, it's confirmed. There's this website, and it's like a personality test before like sex.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god, I think I might have taken the same thing.
We have a mutual friend.
Yes,
right?
We do.
She's my roommate. She's in your theater program, and she was the one that showed me the test. So maybe it's the same one.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was like super accurate though, and it was like 100. I was 100% switch. And switch means that, like, I could go from, like, submissive to dominant. Like, I'll just adjust to the situation. I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine.
And, like, 99% vanilla. And I was like, sounds about right. I already knew this. Like, I am so vanilla.
Oh, I don't remember what my percentages were, but my top three were definitely submissive, masochist, and rope bunny. Which just means that you like being tied up. You just like being tied up. And I was like, ah!
All right. Okay, so coming back to foreplay. So what's, like, because you've been with other men before, the guy that you're seeing right now,
yes.
Right? Okay, so what's the difference between the past man and this one? The past, the one just before this one.
Ooh, I mean,
and this one, like,
the one that I was with before, like, I was in a right. relationship with him, and I'd had been sleeping with him for like a year and a half, almost 2 years, and he enjoyed so much like doing things to me, like he would take his time with it, and like for me, I love being teased in regards to like don't make me orgasm too fast, or like, you know, make me wait.
Do you orgasm during foreplay or while you're having sex?
Depending on what we do, I orgasm. Like, if a guy goes down on me and he's good at it, then I usually will. But sometimes I don't like orgasming during foreplay because it's almost like the buildup, the tension gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so when we finally have penetrative sex, it's almost like I've just been waiting for it. And I'm like, oh, finally a release. But this guy... you know, he liked tying me up. He'd like to blindfold me. He would like, you know, like make out with me and like, you know, touch me down there and stuff. And he would really take his time with it and like talk dirty to me. And like sometimes I think which is what my favorite part of it was, like during foreplay, he would tell me exactly what he would do when we would have penetrative sex. He'd tell me like, oh, like I'm going to fuck you up against the wall and I'm going to fuck you doggy style. And then I was like,
oh my God, I just gasped. So bad.
And I love that too. And he's like, oh, and then maybe like I'll like fuck you with your legs over my shoulders, but I'll see if I want to. And I'm like, oh my God, power move.
Did you know that he was a dominant before you two starting hooking, like having sex?
Or no.
Did he develop that kind of persona of him or?
No, he was, I mean, he was always a dominant, but I didn't know that he was a dominant. And also this was the guy that I had, like, this is the first person I ever had sex with. Mm. So I also didn't know that I was a submissive type. So, and we were friends before we actually started having sex, because we knew each other in high school. And like, once we like started having sex, we kind of realized like, oh, like this is his preference to sex. Like this is my preference to sex. We're pretty compatible. And then like, as the months came, like went along, like we would sometimes talk about that kind of stuff, and like he would mostly ask me questions because like I didn't have that much sex experience, so he would want to ask me like, would you be down to try this, would you be down to try that, and then sometimes I would reciprocate being like yes or no, but I do want to try this instead. So we did a lot of that.
So you experienced a lot.
Oh yeah, like we definitely experienced with toys. Like I remember, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before that, we actually went to a sex shop together, and he bought like a vibrator, handcuffs, a paddle, a blindfold, some like nipple cream. I don't know if you've ever tried it before, but it just makes your nipples like super sensitive.
I have that actually. I have it, but for the clitoris, but you can also use it.
Okay, yeah. And then we bought some lube and we bought some condoms too, because obviously you gotta protect the vagina.
Mm-hmm. Not trying to get pregos.
Oh no, not today. And then since it was Christmas time, he got me some Santa stockings, which were red with like white ruffles on top. But that was, I think, one of the best sex sessions I've ever had.
Did you use all of these items the same
yeah.
night?
Yeah, okay. We did. We tried a lot of positions. Like I, at the end, like my legs were like shaking, and then he was afraid. He was like, "Oh my God, like, are you okay?"
That's when you know it was a good one.
Oh yeah.
When
oh yeah.
When your legs are just like comedy, and you're just like, "Ooh, that was good."
I was like, "Oh my!" I was like, "No, I'm so fine. I'm just really tired, and yeah, this is great."
Your muscles are just strained.
Oh, it was fantastic.
So what kind of toys do you prefer?
I mean,
during foreplay?
I really like handcuffs. And I'm not just saying like handcuffs isn't like the typical police handcuffs, but also like leather cuffs or like the fuzzy ones, or even just like using a rope or like using like a tie or something like that. Like I'm down for that too. I really like that because it's like in that case, it's really easy for the guy to like, you know, like take my hands that are attached and like, you know, move me around a little bit.
Oh.
Because it also gives him more dominance, which is what I like a lot.
So your hands are tied
Usually behind my back.
Behind your back.
Yeah, okay. Usually behind my back, because usually, like, I flip. We usually do doggy style at the same time, too. So, like, the guy, like, holds on to, like, my hands, too. Oh. Which is so hot. I just love it so much.
I can't even imagine. Oh. Wow.
I also, I mean, I love me some spanking. I love getting spanked. Like, hands are fine, but paddles,
Is it, what kind of sensation is it? Is it just, like, sharper?
A little bit sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, and
but does it hurt? Because, like, when my friends slap my ass, and they slap it real hard, I can feel it for, like, another, like, 2 minutes. Like, I feel my ass just, like, sizzling.
I guess, like, for me, I've honestly gotten used to it. And I haven't used the paddle in a really, really long time. But the paddle, like, depending on the kind of paddle you get, because, like, the one that I had was a leather paddle. But sometimes you can get plastic ones, wood ones. So depending on the material that you get it in, it might hurt more. So I think plastic and wood ones hurt more than a leather one.
Wood would definitely
hurt.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I would be down for that, because, like, also just hands work really well, because also, like, I love having my ass grabbed too. So, like, the guy I'm currently sleeping with, like, he loves, like, grabbing my ass and then slapping it a whole bunch, and I'm just like, I'm just chilling, having a great time.
I would like more ass slapping. I told him, I was like, hey, like, if you want to just maybe drop a little,
it'd be really cool if you did this.
Like, that'd be nice. And yeah, he hasn't done it. Mm-hmm. He also asked me to be more dominant, and I've been trying, but I you know, because I don't want to just arrive one day and be like, get on your knees.
Oh yeah.
Suck my clit. Like, throw me against the wall. Like, you know, like, this is just, it would be too drastic. I think it would be just like, I think it would be too drastic of a change, knowing that I'm so vanilla. I don't think he would take me seriously. So I think I'm building it up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
for sure.
I started it a little bit, you know, sometimes. I'm like, hey, don't come now.
Look at you.
Like, don't come now. And then I grab the hands and I put them up there.
Mm-hmm. I feel like girl on top is, like, one of the best positions to do that with.
To be dominant.
You know, like, to put their hands over their heads and, like, scratch their chest a little bit. You know, like, nibble them a little bit.
Definitely.
I used to be really intimidated by girl on top because, like, again, I don't love eye contact, but obviously, like, the guy can see everything from that angle. But there's one time I did look into this guy's eyes and I was like, oh, you're really liking this. And that makes me really like this. Mm-hmm. So this is great.
Yeah. I'm thinking about how, like, eye contact is just essential to me when I have sex. I need to see how he's like, when the guy that I'm fucking is just, like, putting his head to my side,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, no, look at me. Or when I'm orgasm too, I want him to look at me.
I actually like that too, because I and in foreplay I want to try more eye contact, because, like, I feel like we both get satisfaction in seeing each other gaining pleasure from what we're doing, because I think that's also so important. Like, if you see, like, you know, if you see the moaning and, like, the groaning happening, or, like, it's just so hot and so satisfying too, because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I'm making this other person feel really good. Like, I feel really hot right now. Let's keep this going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice. So what about lingerie? Do you think that that's to you personally, do you bring that? Do you think that's essential to foreplay?
It's definitely not essential, because foreplay can happen with or without lingerie.
Okay.
But lingerie is always a plus.
Yeah.
I have a few sets myself. The different colors. I like to
what
bring
kind?
Ooh, okay. I have a pink one, like a neon pink one.
Oh my God.
Okay. Which is super out of my comfort zone. Like, I usually don't wear colors like that. But it's, like, really cute. It's more like a cute lingerie set.
Where did you get it from?
I think I got it. Oh, Victoria's Secret. It was literally, like, in the sale bin, and I was like, well, this is, like, only, like, $40 for both pieces. So,
is,
like,
it like a bra and a underwear?
It's a bralette and a thong.
Okay.
So super cute. And then I have this bodysuit, which is, like, lace with black and, like, two red, like, lacy stripes going from, like, the cup all the way down, nice. Which I love super much. Like, oh my God, it's so hot. And then I have a black and white one, which is, like, a regular bra, but this one's, like, extra padded. And I have, like, underwear, which, like, looks like it's, like, kind of see-through, but kind of not at the same time, with, like, some, like, lacy designs on it, too. And then at the back, it also has, like, strings. So like that goes like over the butt cheeks. That makes it even look better. And then I also got like matching stockings with it. So they're black stockings with like the white trim, like white lacy trim. And then
and they're all from Victoria's Secret?
These, the last two I just mentioned are from Licenza. And then my all-time favorite is black. It's like a balconet bra with like underwear that goes with it. And it's like, there's not much there. It's just a lot of like strings and like lines. Mm. So like the like actual cup, I guess, of the balconet is like lacy, but it's just like, there's it's not super push up any, like it's not even at all, like it's just hanging there. And then the underwear, I think my favorite part, because it's like high-waisted but it's like strings that make it high-waisted, and there's no back part to it, so like I literally still have the underwear on while we're having sex.
So there's wait, what?
I know,
no back to it?
Yeah, so like it attaches like around like my hips, and like there's like something that goes like underneath like my butt cheeks when I like put it on, but there's no like, there's nothing going into like my butt cheeks, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, okay. I
so like
see.
It shows a little booty action, and I'm like, And that was, I mean, that was my ex-boyfriend's favorite, but it is my favorite because it like, I kind of like give this vibe in everyday life as like a kind of like a sweet girl, but like can still do her own thing. She's still a boss ass bitch, but having this like lingerie on, it kind of gives out that like more like gothy kind of vibe that like,
black,
I'm really into.
Black.
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 Totally black.
I love black.
Ugh, everything's so great.
I bought my first piece of lingerie this summer with a friend from Ottawa, actually, at Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
And it's a specific style. Right now I'm going to say, and people out there who are obsessed with lingerie are going to say that I'm butchering the name. But it's like a kind of like a tutu, you know? Like it's lace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a triangle. For the boobs, mm-hmm. and then it kind of goes like flowy.
Oh, it's like a baby doll dress.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, baby doll. That's the name. Cute. So yeah, baby doll, and there's like this little G-string that comes with.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I have like a robe de chambre.
Black.
So I have this whole set, and then you know what? I went to Renaissance and found this red silky dress, kind of sexy. And I bought it. Was like $5, and I bought it. And I was a little bit hesitant just because it's lingerie that belongs to someone else. And I'm like, what did they do with it?
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just like, maybe it'll just give me luck. I don't care at this point. I washed it. It sounds like me. It smells like me now. And I used it a couple times, and everything's been going well. So.
Hey. Yeah, I really want to get like a baby doll dress because I find it so cute.
They're really nice. I was like, I wore it. Like, I was in the fitting room, and I was like, I wasn't sure because my friend was trying it. She was like, this is really nice. And I'm like, I don't know if this is going to be my vibe. And I wore it and I wore it and I was like, damn, this is nice. Like my boobs look like they look pushed up. They looked like they were sitting well, you know, like they weren't dangling everywhere.
That's the best.
And that was nice. But to come back to foreplay, because you like to be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So what about when he tells you to like suck his dick?
Ooh, I mean, I love sucking dick. I mean, it's a great time. I think I do a really good job. I remember the first time I sucked dick. Like my ex-boyfriend, he was like, that was the best head I've ever gotten. And like, usually you would take that with a grain of salt, but this guy's been having sex since he was 13.
Damn.
So he's had a lot of sex in his life. And when he told that to me, I was like, oh, I'm a natural talent.
But you have a big mouth.
I do. Like it can open pretty wide. Like I have a small jaw and like a small mouth, like it looks like it, but like I can open my mouth pretty wide. And like I found this trick online, it sometimes works but it sometimes doesn't, where if you're sucking a dick and you're worried about gag reflex, because like I have one, you know, it's like you put your thumb in the palm of your hand and you squeeze it with the rest of your fingers, and it's supposed to prevent your gag reflex. So I kind of, I don't know, because sometimes like my gag reflex has improved, as in like I'm able to like take in more dick, I guess, than before.
It's like a muscle. Well, I don't know if it's a muscle. Don't quote me on this, everyone. But people at a sex shop, because I went to this cafeterie, and they show me this spray. You spray in the like at the back of your throat, and it freezes your La, oh my god, I'm losing my words.
Yeah, like
the thing that makes you vomit. The dangling stuff. I call it like la glotte. Yeah. Just hanging out there. It freezes it. And then like you can just like, you can take in more dick. You just need to be careful because some people like do it too much.
Mm.
And then they're just like immune to every sensation. And then they hurt themselves.
Oh god.
Because they just like, they went at it and they were like pushing it too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So they get like, I don't know, like the next
a
day.
Bruised tonsil, yeah. I guess.
Oh my god! But but yeah, okay, yeah, because you, I think like initially when I started sucking dick, I wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't deep throat that much because I would just vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like, it was hard, and now I have no trouble. I can deep throat all you want. I can do the whole second dick deep throating.
Oh my god! Look at you.
Yo, it's training.
I mean, like I'm super like hesitant about sucking dick, like. First date, second date, because also I come from a Catholic background and like it's like it been taught to me like throughout my life that like sucking dick means that you're a whore and you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been like intrinsically trying to teach myself out of that because I know it's not the truth. Like it's like you can suck as much dick as you want, like, you know, like that's not my problem. So like sometimes like I'm sucking dick and like I know I'm doing a good job and everybody's having a good time, but I have that thought in the back of my mind being like, you're such a little slut. I'm just like, oh no. But yeah, I usually suck dick with someone that I've seen for a while. Like with my ex-boyfriend, like I didn't suck his dick until like 6 months into our relationship. Mostly because he felt like he didn't want to ask me because he didn't want to like feel like he was pressuring me to do it.
Mm.
Which I really appreciate because like I wasn't ready to suck his dick until that point. But yeah, like I like it. It's fun. And like, I'd wish I'd do it more often, but mm-hmm. not like too often because, you know, gotta protect myself from STIs because I gotta be clean.
Major issue. What about, because if you're submissive and you suck a dick, are you the one that will stop or is he the one that will tell you to stop?
You
just keep going until he tells you to stop.
Hmm. Usually he controls like how long I go for because usually like, you know, like he'll like hold up my hair and like he won't like push my head down because I don't like that at all because like I like to control how much I'm sucking dick because like for me like I don't actually want to choke or puke on his dick, so usually like he controls it and then like usually he pulls my head off and like, you know, we go at it in a different position, and like I've only had a guy like come in my mouth a few times.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, like I mean I'm a swallower,
yeah,
which I didn't
same.
Know. I was like,
oh, okay.
Okay. Because I thought I was going to spit, but then, like, I was like, no, you're not a weak-ass bitch.
It's a shot. You just take it in.
Yeah. And, I mean, sometimes you can't even tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're, like, you're so, like, everything's just, like, uh-huh. There's so much saliva. You don't even, sometimes can't even tell that, like, it just popped into your mouth.
This one time it happened, and I asked him, I was like, did you come? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh. I thought it was, like, my saliva. I don't know. I thought it was just me, or I didn't feel it. It kind of just went in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, swallower, I am, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think you just kind of learned that you don't let it stick around in your mouth.
Yeah.
You really just have to, because it doesn't have the best taste.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember the first few times, I just, because, you know, it took me aback, so I just kind of had it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. Like I had like a kind of gag. I was like, oh, this
is
gross sensation too. And I kind of swallowed it. I was like, okay, this wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just know that you just swallow it, girl. Just take it in.
Yeah. I usually like swallow it while my mouth is still on their dick. Cause like
same.
If I like lift my head and like I still have it in my mouth, I'm most likely to like spit or like want to vomit. Cause like if it, I don't know how, like if it's a really bad tasting cum.
Yeah.
Then, like, I just want to get that out of my system as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I don't have to deal with something like that. Because in that case, oh, my God.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, okay. So, we're going to take a short music break.
Okay.
Everyone, please stick around. Because afterwards, we're going to wrap things up. And we're going to end it on a good note. Maybe a few advice of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
She's an expert in BDSM. So, she might have advice for people out there who want to get into it. In the meantime, Gabby, do you want to introduce the next song?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so everybody knows that Ariana Grande dropped a new album recently, but we got to bring it back to one of her OG sexy songs, Dangerous woman.
Amen.
Ugh, so good.
Okay, all right. Come back to us in 5 minutes or so. Enjoy.
Don't need permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skip. I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later. The taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver. It's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God, don't you stop. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I shouldn't. Something about you. I just wanna be like that. That girl's underneath like that. You know how I'm feeling.
Dirty. Adjective. Definition: covered or marked with an unclean substance. Work. Noun. Definition: activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Dirty work. Show. Definition: a collection of new and classic jams, accented by the semi-coherent ramblings of your lovable host, Dennis. Dirty work. Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m., only on CJLO. Do it.
TD présente Sekumba Bambino, l'un des chanteurs les plus prolifiques du continent africain. Dans le cœur des concerts Nuit d'Afrique à l'année, Sekumba Bambino sera accompagné de son orchestre de prestige samedi le 16 février au Théâtre Le National. Plus d'informations sur productionnuitdafrique.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So that was Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. She just dropped an album.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
To be honest, I think it's better than Sweetener. I prefer it. Sometimes some of her music is a little bit too like pop heavy with like the beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do think that there's a lot of bops that came out of that album. And like currently her album, like her entire album is like on top 100 charts all over the world. So, I mean, go for her.
Oh, she's doing amazing.
She's doing her best.
Yeah, she bounced back very well. Okay, so we don't have really much time left to the show.
So sad.
Yeah, it goes by really quickly. So, I mean, let's just go at it. Like, do you have any advice for people? Like, you're not an expert, right? But, like, I don't know. Like, do you have anything you'd like to, like, things that you've retained or that you remember and that you want to pass on?
I mean, first of all, I obviously, like, with in regards to sexual health, I find it's always important to ask your partner whether they've been tested or not and how recently they've been tested. Because I think it's also really sexy. Like, sure, you may be, like, worried that, like, if you ask the question and you don't get the right answer, like that you may not be able to have sex. Wait it out. You know what? Like, start off being like, hey, before we start, when was the last time you've been tested and what have you been tested for? And if they're clean, then you can have the most confident, relaxed sex that you can possibly have because you're not afraid of like potentially catching something and maybe not being able to get rid of it. So that's how I'm going to start because that's super important. Everybody get tested. No shame in the STIs, obviously, but, you know, it's easier just to not have one anyway. Second of all, communication is key, obviously. Definitely ask the other person what they like. Ask them what they want you to do in regards to foreplay and what you definitely don't want to do. Ask them, like, how long you want to do foreplay for and, like, in your experience, like, how long does it take you for you to be good to, like, actually start the kind of sex that you want to have?
Did you have that kind of conversation, like, first time you met the guy, you had all this conversation with them?
Ooh.
What if the person listening right now is not too comfortable kind of having dropping all those like important questions like are you tested? You should always ask it,
you know.
Like are you
clean?
But you know, the kind of like how much time do you spend on foreplay?
Yeah, like I also think that's a really sexy thing because like it also lets them know like whether you're into them or not. Because like usually when you ask that kind of question, it kind of piques their interest a little bit, being like, oh, like why do they want to find out that they want to try this stuff later? You know, but I definitely think like maybe just an easy way to mention it is like if they're about to start having sex, maybe just say like, hey, like I don't like, maybe if you're a very dry person and you need to get wet like more than usual people, be like, hey, like I need more lubrication, like natural lubrication, can you just play with me for a little bit? It's super easy, super simple, and also like it just lets them know like how your body works so that like they know for the next time that like they can't just jump right into sex if it's gonna hurt or if it's gonna like make you bleed or whatever. So like just making it super simple and super easy is usually the best option.
Yeah. And do you just mention something that I like to go into deeper. Do you prefer natural lubricant or do you always add a little bit more?
I prefer natural lubrication because I find that I usually get pretty wet. But I find that sometimes if the foreplay doesn't last for very long, like I'll definitely use lube because it's also kind of hot because it's like sometimes, you know, the guy puts the lube like around your vagina.
It is hot.
And I'm like, hello. And then also it's like, what I also find attractive is that, like, this person is taking this extra step to make you feel good, but also to make themselves feel good and to make sure that this is the most comfortable experience that you can have. So, like, definitely throw in some lube in there. And if even if it's, like, flavored lube because you want to suck a dick later, like, do it.
But be careful for yeast infection.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Do not use that stuff around your vagina. Oh, yes.
Go pee afterwards. And, don't put it in the
vagina. No insertion, please.
That'll mess you up.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. I don't ever want to have to experience something like that. So I just avoid it.
Oh, you've never had yeast infections?
I've definitely had one before, but it wasn't related in relation to sex. It was like I was just on my period.
Yeah,
and
you can have it on any
time. You know, like, it was awful. I hated it.
It's the worst.
Oh, it felt like.
I'm talking about experience because I have them all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I am like, cereal yeast infection.
That's
like,
awful.
It's bad. But, you know, like, it's like once you have it, it's like you'll never go back.
Yeah.
It's like you're done. You're screwed. Like, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, it's not even, it's not like you're dirty or anything. It's
for sure.
It's just your vagina that's.
Because, like, also men can have it too, you know?
Yeah. And if your mom had it too, you know, it's kind of like genetics apparently too. And my mom used to have them a lot too. So I am suffering. But I've been better because I've been using probiotic. So this is not sponsored by Pro Black Lac. If you're experiencing ongoing yeast infection, then you need to like reset the balance, the pH balance of your vagina. And there are natural ways to do it, like taking tea bath and like yogurt, whatever. But I don't eat yogurt because it makes me poop too much.
Lactose intolerant.
Yeah. And tea, I don't have a bath, so never mind. But it's expensive, but it's Probaclac, and it's like those kind of little, it's like when you have a yeast infection, you kind of have to insert those pills in your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of thing, but it's probiotic. It's just purely probiotic. And
nice.
It helps your vagina, so it's really nice. I've been using that, and I've been better, and I've been taking cranberry pills too. So
I haven't had one since. It was awful though, because like the reason why I got it was because like I just didn't change my pad quickly enough. So I had a pad on for like 12 hours, and it was like the beginning of my period. So it was
so you had
soaked.
Your period and you had a yeast infection.
Yeah, so my period started, and I didn't change my pad quickly enough, so it got really moist down there. You know, like it's a lot of blood.
They love moist.
Oh, it was the worst pain ever. Worst rash. Oh, that's a lot of TMI, but like that's how it is.
Yeah.
And then it went away, so thank God.
Oh my God. And then perks, having sex has its perks and its has its pros and cons.
Oh, definitely.
All right, well, that's about all we have for today, but thank you so much coming in today.
This
was amazing. We'll definitely have you over again,
please,
because I mean the first time was nice, second time was better, I mean third time's charm, so.
Oh absolutely.
So you'll definitely come back. So where can we find you? Are you up to anything these days? Are you doing projects? Because you're in the theater program.
Yes I am.
So do you have any shows that we can maybe
I'm not in a show at the moment. However, my friends are in shows.
Okay, that's nice.
So there's a show going up in March at the DB Clark Theater in the Hall Building downtown at Concordia. It's called The Learned Ladies. I highly recommend seeing that show. It's going to be a fun time. It's a comedy. There's a lot of like women, like it's a very women-centric show, so there's like most of the leads are women. It's a fun time. There's a show in April that's going up called Lion in the Streets, which that one is actually being played here at Loyola in the Cazalet Theater, which is underneath this building, I believe, which you also go see. I will see both of them because I got to support my friends and I got to support all my peeps.
And the theater program, they have amazing projects.
I've been to
a couple and they're really good.
Oh, yeah. Great costumes, great acting.
Look out for them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You watch out. We're all threats. We're going to take over Hollywood.
Hey, go get it. All right. Well, thank you so much again. This was a lovely conversation.
Thank you.
On that note, everyone, it's currently -8 outside. Feels like -8. So no lying here. If you go outside, it'll feel like -8.